欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome our friends to attend the service this night with us.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与大家同在。
May the peace and joy of Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone.
在聚会之前，我们低头来默祷。
And before we begin our service, let's bow our head in prayer.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our evening service.
我们唱诗五十二首。
Please sing hymn 52.
站着低头来祷告。
Let's remain standing and bow our heads in prayer.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，我们天上的父，你是爱我们世界上的人。
Lord, our heavenly Father, you do love the people of this world.
因为你用你的形象来创造我们。
Because you have created us in your own image.
你就是我们在天上的父。
You are our Father in heaven.
主啊。我们离开了你，让我们人生充满了很多的问题。
Lord, when we departed from you, we have been filled with problems in our lives.
今天你来到人世间来寻找我们。
Until the day that you came into this world to search for us.
你要带给我们丰丰满满的恩典跟真理。
You want to bring with for us abundant truth and grace.
求主耶稣，你开我们的心。
Lord, please open our hearts.
让我们能够认识你就在我们当中。
That we may recognize that you are indeed right here with us.
你要借着你的道理成为一条得救的道路。
Through your word and your truth, will be a way of salvation for us.
让我们因为认识你，我们可以从我们人生的困境得救。
That through knowing you, we can be saved from our circumstances.
能够进到你为我们预备的丰盛里面。
So that we can enter into the abundant grace you have prepared for us.
求主带领祝福我们的布道会。
Lord, please guide and bless our evening evangelical service.
让我们今天每一位在这里都能够蒙你祝福。
So that every single person here may receive your abundant blessings.
都能够对你有体验。
So everyone can experience you personally.
都能够打开心门来迎接你做我们的父。
That everyone here can open their hearts to receive you as their heavenly father.
我们眼中也颂赞归你的圣名。
We give all praise and glory unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请尔湾的唱诗班来献诗。
We will first invite the children's choir to present him. Thank you.
欢迎诸位朋友，你来参加我们的布道聚会。
We welcome all our friends to attend the evening evangelical service with all of us.
那在这一次四晚的布道会里面，我们要以得救为主题。
And these four nights of evangelical service, we shall have salvation as a theme of the topic.
那每天晚上从不同的方向来探讨得救这一个主题。
And every evening we'll study salvation from a different perspective.
啊，我们一想到得救，我们常常觉得我活得很好啊，为什么要提到这个主题？
We live a very wonderful life, so we may wonder why do we need to address the topic of salvation.
既然圣经有提到得救，就表示从圣经看来，我们人是有困境的。
The Bible talks about salvation, so obviously mankind has a predicament.
因为有困境，才需要有得救。
And because we have this predicament, that is why there is salvation open for us.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人有两个父亲。
The Bible teaches us every one of us has two fathers.
一个是我们肉身的父亲。
One is our earthly father.
一个是我们在天上的父亲。
And one is our heavenly father.
这个两个父亲呢，都是非常需要的。
And we need both of them dearly.
我们想想看，如果我们家里面有父母亲的爱，在这个温暖的家庭成长，我们的童年是何等的快乐。
You can imagine how wonderful and warm will be our childhood memories if we were to grow up in a loving family with a loving father and mother.
所以父亲的爱、父亲的照顾、父亲的引导是我们成长不可以缺少的一环。
And so our father's love, our father's guidance, and our father's grace is something we cannot live without.
因此有时候我们看到一个孤儿缺乏父母的爱，事实是值得我们同情的。
And so when we see an orphan that is fatherless, motherless, we really pity them.
有时候我们在父母亲的看顾之下成长各方面都能够很稳定的在进行我们的生活，这是一种恩典。
And today, because we have a father and mother, we can grow steadily and in a stable environment.
那我们人长大了，圣经告诉我们说要离开父母，与妻子联合。成为一体。
The Bible teaches us when we grow up that we are to leave our father and mother and cleave unto our wife.
所以我们刚刚开始的时候出生我们的责任是零。
So when
我们只懂得会哭。
First born, we have no responsibilities whatsoever. We only know how to cry.
但是我们要结婚的时候，我们的责任是百分之百。
After we get married, then our responsibility goes up to 100%.
那父母的责任已经结束了。
And then the parents' responsibilities have ended.
所以有时候看到自己的孩子搬出去，当然有依依不舍，也为他高兴，因为他已经成熟了。
And so sometimes as parents see their children move out, sometimes they feel that is regret. Yet at the same time, they're overjoyed to see that they have matured and grown up.
但是我们另外一个父就是天上的神。
But the Bible says we have another father, the heavenly father.
这个父亲我们是不能够离开他的。
And this heavenly father is one that we should never depart from.
因为我们今天如果人生有很多的困境，主要是因为我们选择一个没有神的生活方式。
Many times we face troubles in our human life. It is because we choose to depart from a heavenly father.
所以圣经描写说我们好像是浪子。
And so the Bible describes us as a situation of a prodigal son.
父亲有两个孩子。
And a father may have two children.
这个小的就求父亲把财产分给我。
Just like in the story of the prodigal son, the younger one asked the father for all his inheritance.
然后他就搬到很远的地方。
Then he departed from his father and moved to a faraway place.
父亲也看不到，也管不到。
And the father cannot watch over him and take care of him.
当然，父亲对他的爱是没有改变的。
But the father's love to him has never changed.
那这个小孩子就开始过放纵的生活。
But then this child then started to live a very wanton life.
他想要做什么就做什么。
He would do whatever he pleases to do.
他不想做什么就不做。
And if he doesn't want to do it, he won't do it.
这样看起来很自由。
And it seems that he has some freedom in his life.
我就是我的主人，父亲管不着我。
I am my own master, and my father has no hold over me.
但是圣经说后来这个浪子就穷苦起来了。
But then the Bible describes that this prodigal son becomes very poor.
啊，因为他财产都用完了。
Because he has used up all his inheritance.
啊，今天我们好像这个浪子。
We're just like this prodigal son who squandered all our inheritance.
我们人生啊，因为我们选择没有神，觉得很自由。
Because we have chosen to live a life without God, and we think that we are enjoying freedom.
我要怎么活就怎么活。
We live however we wish to live.
我不想做什么我就不做。
And we don't do whatever we don't like to do.
我就是我的主人。
I am my own master.
没有人管得着。
No one can have control over me.
这个是绝大部分的人的生活观念。
And this is the general perspective most people who live on this earth.
他已经忘记了有一个神。
He has forgotten that there is a God.
或者虽然知道有神，我采取我跟神没有关系。
And even though he may know that God exists, he has chosen to forsake this God.
那离开神的人生啊，就到处都有危机。
And when a person forsakes God, then he will face crisis everywhere he turns.
三个重大的危机。
And there are three great crises in the life.
第一个，圣经说神就是光。
Firstly, the Bible says God is light.
我们现在看约翰福音第一章，约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter one.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter one.
第五节。
Verse five.
第一章第五节。
First John chapter one, verse five.
请读。
This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God.
约翰一书第一章第五节。
This is a message which we have heard from him declared to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
对，这里说神就是光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
Here states that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
圣经说神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
The Bible describes that God lives in a place of unapproachable light.
那神就是光。
And that God is light itself.
所以离开神呢，就是离开光。
And so when we depart from God, we depart from the light.
那离开光就进到黑暗里面。
And when we depart from the light, we enter into darkness.
这是人的第一个困境。我们选择没有拜神，所以其实我们是活在黑暗里面。
And so this is the first crisis that we face. When we choose to depart from God, we choose to live in a world without light.
那我们常常想说，什么叫黑暗？这里不是很多光吗？
And so we may question, don't we live in a very bright world? What are you talking about, darkness?
圣经里面讲的黑暗最少有两三个意义。
Now, in the Bible, darkness represents at least two, three different things.
第一个，黑暗代表死亡。
Firstly, darkness represents death.
光代表生命。
And light represents life.
所以圣经说我们人如日影拖长。你看太阳下山的时候，那个影子越拖越长。
And so the Bible describes the life of a man like a passing of a shadow.
那等到那个太阳下去啊，就一片黑暗。
And after the sun sets, then the shadow flees away.
所以有人在描写人生说，夕阳无限好，这是近黄昏。
And so some people describe our life is just like the setting of the sun.
你看非常漂亮，但是它一直沉下去，你挡不住。
And though it may grow in a beautiful dawn of light, but eventually it will have to set.
退休的人生很漂亮，但是一直沉下去，你挡不住。
Even though it may seem to that it's good to enjoy a golden years in retirement, but as the sun continues to set,
那死亡一来到，就进入黑暗。
And when death arrives, then we enter into darkness.
所以人的第一个危机啊，人没有办法克服死亡。
And so the first crisis humans face is the crisis of death.
那死亡使人生变成毫无意义可言。
And after death, our life becomes void of meaning.
我们空手而来，我们空手而去。
We come empty-handed and we leave empty-handed.
这可是最强的敌人，没有一个人胜过。
And death is the greatest enemy of all. No one can overcome death.
这场征战一定，我们必定没有办法得赢。
And this battle we should never win.
所以我们人生没有一个真正的盼望。
And so we do not have a true hope in this life.
从出生那一天，我们就朝往死亡前进。
From the day we are born, we draw closer and closer every day to death.
这是离开父亲的第一个困境。
And so this is the first predicament that we face when we depart from the Father.
第二个。
Secondly.
黑暗代表罪恶的势力。
Darkness represents the power of sin.
所以主耶稣来到世界上。
So when Lord Jesus Christ came into the world,
他说黑暗不接受光啊。
Says darkness did not receive the light.
这个世界不接受主耶稣啊。
This world does not accept Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们选择过一个罪里面的生活方式。
Because they choose to live in a lifestyle of sin.
你像在赌博啦、喝酒啦、用药啦，觉得很自由。
For example, they feel so much freedom in using their drugs, drinking, or gambling.
所以这个罪啊，是一个权势在控制人。
And so sin is as a power that is controlling, enslaving the mankind.
借着仇恨，借着暴怒，借着很多不同的方式在控制人。
Sin controls all mankind through hatred, through wrath, through all sorts of different avenues.
使我们不能做我们想要做，所以我们一直去做我们不想做的。
So that we do not do what we want to do, instead we do what we do not want to do.
所以越有良心的人活着越痛苦。
And so a person that has more conscience will have a more suffering life.
因为我们的生活跟我们的良心不太一样。
Because the lifestyle that we live is one that departs from our ideal.
有一个黑暗的势力在控制我们，就是罪。
We know that there is a darkness, a power that is controlling us, which is the power of sin.
这个没有办法解决。
And this is a problem no one can solve.
那第二个，我们看约翰一书第四章第八节。
And secondly, let's look at First John,
第四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
这个地方说不认识神啊，没有爱心就不认识神。
Here states that a person who does not have love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
For God is love.
我们的父亲，天上的神，他就是爱。
Our heavenly Father.God above is a God of love.
他是爱的源头。
He is the source of all love.
他是爱的本身。
He is love itself.
那离开神就是离开神的爱。
And apart from God, we are departing from love.
那个父亲还在哦，但是我们选择离开他，我们就离开他的爱。
And though that father still exists, but because we choose to abandon him, then we have abandoned love altogether.
那神的爱具体的表现就是他的恩典。
So the concrete manifestation of God's love is His grace.
而圣经说，神在第六天造人。
So the Bible describes that God created mankind in sixth day.
为什么第六天？
Why is it on the sixth day?
因为前面五天，他把人需要的生活的条件全部都预备好。
Because God created the heavens and the earth in the first five days and created a wonderful environment for humans to live in.
好像一个母亲刚要生孩子，她把尿布什么玩具什么都准备好了。
Just as a mother who is expecting a child, she prepares the nursery and everything, diapers to await the arrival of the baby.
那小孩子生下来什么都有。
And when a baby is born, everything is ready.
然后神造了人之后又设立第七天。
And after God created mankind on the sixth day, then He created the seventh day.
叫做安息日。
And which is the Sabbath day.
让人休息得福的日子。
So it is a day of rest to bless humankind so that we can have blessings from God.
所以圣经说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
And therefore the Bible says this earth is filled with the love and grace of God.
有时候我们看到野地里面一朵花怎么开得这么漂亮？
We can see how is it a flower in a wild field can be so beautiful.
这个是神的慈爱啊。
This is the mercy and grace of God.
这要给人看的，因为这个人是他的儿子。
And this is created for our enjoyment because we are the children of God.
有时候我们看到这个风景这么漂亮。
And when we see a beautiful scenery.
这是神造的。
Again, we see the creation and handiwork of God.
是为人造的。
He has created for the benefit of all mankind.
神爱我们。
Because He loves us.
神是最有创意的神。
For God is the most creative being of all.
所以他创造这么美妙的世界就是他的爱。
And He created such miraculous and wonderful world because of His love.
那当神创造人，人跟神活在一起。
And when God created humans, it was meant for us to live with God together.
是非常平安的。
It is in a place of peace.
因为我的父亲是神，他跟我在一起就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
Because my Father is God, so when He's with me, I have no fear or worries.
那听神在讲话，那个就是智慧的泉源。
And when we can hear Him speak, it is listening to the source of all wisdom.
那 听神啊，看到神的荣耀，那就是喜乐的来源。
And when we see the glory of God, that is the fountain of all joy.
哦，所以当我们跟父亲在一起的时候
，And so when we're with the Heavenly Father,
生活非常圆满。
Then our life will be very pleasant.
现在我们的生活
，And our lives today,
失去神的恩典
，We have lost the true grace of God.
失去真正的平安
，We have lost the true peace.
失去内心真正的满足
，We have lost the true satisfaction in our hearts.
我们缺乏一股经得起考验的力量，虽然我们活着很忙。
And though we live a very busy life, we have lost the will to survive.
啊，我们缺乏智慧。
We lack wisdom.
啊，来面对人生怎么解决问题。
Because we don't know how to solve the crisis we face in
life. 我们失去自由。
We have lost freedom.
被罪捆绑。
For we are entangled by sin.
我们劳苦担重担，失去安息。
We carry our burdens, toil, labor because we have lost our rest.
这个都是我们离开我们的父亲，因为神就是爱。
And this is all a consequence of departing from our Father, for our Father is love.
好，我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
好，约翰福音第一章的第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这里说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这里最后一句，道就是神。
Here speaks that the Word was God.
啊，这个道啊，再讲清楚一点，就是真理。
This word, in another word, is truth.
就是神本身，神讲的话。
What is the actual word spoken by God Himself?
哦，那这个真理，圣经说是安定在天，直到永远。
And this truth, or His word, is forever fixed in heaven.
哦，神讲的话，宇宙每一个角落都适用。
And the words of God is used every corner of the galaxy.
啊，历史上每一个时刻都是适用。
And it is used throughout all history of mankind.
这个叫做真理。
For this is called truth.
那我们现在离开神，离开他的道。
And after we mankind have left God.
啊，离开他的道，离开真理，就等于我们没有路可以走。
We have left His word and left His truth, and then we have no way to walk anymore.
啊，如果我们把它看长一点。
And if we look this even a longer perspective.
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我往哪里去？
Where will I go to?
谁能够回答？
Who can answer this question?
孔子说，不知道生，怎么知道死呢？
Confucius says, I don't know where I'm born from. How can I know where I go?
他也讲不出来。
He could not explain this phenomena.
他也不敢讲神，他也不敢讲鬼。
He does not dare to speak about God or demons.
因为这是灵界的存在。
For this is about the spiritual realm that he does not know about.
既然生跟死都不知道，所以我活在世界做什么也讲不出来。
And since we don't know anything about birth or death, so what is our purpose of living on this earth? We don't know.
所以因为我们缺乏道理啊，虽然活得很忙，事实上我们人找不到我们到底为什么活着。
And though we may live very busy lives, but because we lack the word of truth, we don't know what we are so busy for.
这个叫做迷失了。
And this is called being lost.
那这个是人生很大的危机。
And this is a great crisis facing mankind.
你到底活这么忙，你到底为什么？难道人活着是为着生，为着工作吗？
And what is the purpose of all this busyness? Were we born just so that we can make money?
如果人活着是为工作，太可怜了。
If we just live, survive to just have livelihood, then that is too pitiful.
所以大家知道，人活着不是为工作。
So we know that we don't live just for our livelihood.
工作是为着让我们有一个来源可以维持生活。
Our jobs are simply a source of income to sustain us.
但是活着要做什么
？So what is the purpose that we live and exist today?
所以离开神，我们就找不到答案了。
And after we have departed from God, we have no answers to this question.
在圣经里面啊，神创造一切。
We know from the Bible that God created everything on this world.
人是神造的。
And humans were created by God.
婚姻是神造的。
Marriage was created by God.
家庭是神造的。
Family was created by God.
孩子是神赐的。
And children is given by God.
人的一生是神给的。
And our lives were given by God.
那神在每一件事情上都有他的道理。
And in every matter, God has His truth.
那这个道理就是我们生活的规则。
And this truth is the principles we shall live by.
那这个道理是完全的。
And this word of truth is perfect.
这个道理是从神的爱来的。
And this word of truth comes from the love of God.
所以我们现在为什么看到世界这么乱呢？
And so why is this world so chaotic?
不但是婚姻很乱，家庭很乱，什么都很乱。
Not only is there confusion and chaos in marriages and families today.
因为神就是道。
Because God is the way of truth.
我们离开神
and mankind have departed from God.
我们就不知道人生最终的准则是什么
And so we don't know the true purpose of our living.
所以这个就是人类的困境
And that is the predicament that humans face.
好，那圣经告诉我们了，神要开我们的眼睛。
So the Bible says God will open our eyes.
我们看《使徒行传》28章。
Let's look at Acts 28.
26章，《使徒行传》26章。
Acts 26.
26章18节。
Verse 18, Acts 26:18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里告诉我们说神要开我们的眼睛我们才知道说人类的困境是可以改变的。
So God wants to open our eyes so that we can recognize that there is a solution to changing the crisis of mankind.
在传道书里面说知识增加忧伤就增加。
The Bible says, when our knowledge increases, our woes increases.
那个知识是指着世界上的知识。
And that knowledge refers to knowledge of this world.
你世界上读越多书的人越高兴不起来。
And the person who knows more books and studies in this world has a harder time becoming joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为知识越多，我们可以了解越多人生的问题。
Because the more knowledge we have, the more problems that we see.
但是没有答案。
But yet we have no answers.
所以圣经说弯曲的不能变直。
And so the Bible says what is crooked cannot be made straight.
一个人个性如果弯曲你多读两本书也不会变直。
And a person's personality is so crooked, even if they were to read more books, they can never become changed in their personality.
缺少不能足数。
And what is lacking cannot be fulfilled.
你心里面缺少的不是说多两本书你就祷告就能够满足了。
And what is lacking or empty in our heart cannot be satisfied by reading more books.
我没有平安，我没有喜乐。
If I don't have peace and I don't have joy.
谁能够拿一本书给我读，读完我就有平安跟喜乐。
Is there anyone that can provide me something to read that can give me joy and peace after I read it?
你找不到的。
There's nothing you can find.
所以世界的知识有它的价值。
From this world, so this world has limited value.
但是那个价值是很有限的。
And this value is limited.
那一直到保罗他把主耶稣的这个道理传开来。
And after Paul has preached this gospel.
那这个道理把我们带到灵界里面。
And this gospel now leads us into the truth of the heavenly realm.
所以灵界就是物质界的另外一个世界。
And the spiritual realm is a realm that's apart from the physical realm.
是眼睛看不到的。
It is a realm that is invisible to our eyes.
是存在的。
Yet exists.
所以借着这个道理打开我们眼睛，我们才原来这个困境是可以解决的。
And through this word of truth, we're able to open our eyes to recognize there is indeed a spiritual realm beyond this earthly realm.
好，那现在怎么解决？
And so, how can we solve our problems of mankind?
18节。
Verse 18.
所以眼睛都还从黑暗归向光明。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light.
这是一个动词要从黑暗让你进到光明。
This is an active verb to turn someone from darkness to light.
这个黑暗是我现在的现况。
Darkness is the predicament that I'm currently in.
我是在死亡的阴影之下。
I'm under the shadow of death.
我是被罪所控制的人。
I am someone who is controlled by sin.
所以我是活在黑暗里面。
And so I dwell in darkness.
如果有眼睛没有开，这个黑暗没有办法解决了。
Until the day that our eyes is open, this darkness will never be taken away.
那眼睛一开之后，有一个地方是光明的，我可以去。
After our eyes are open, then we can see a source of life. There is somewhere that we can go to.
光明就是那里没有死亡。
In that place of light, there is no death.
光明就是说那里没有罪。
In that place of light, there is no sin.
有一个地方没有死亡，没有罪吗？
Is there truly a place where there is no death and no sin?
就是神同在的地方。
It is a place that has the abidance of God.
就是主耶稣来世界，他在宣称说，神的国近了，天国近了。
When Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, he proclaimed the message that the kingdom of God is at hand.
天国就是神的国，它是神作王的地方。
And kingdom of God is where God is king.
神作王，那里就没有死亡。
And that kingdom, there is no death.
神作王，那里就不会有罪的权势的捆绑。
And where God is king, there is no bondage of sin.
所以诸位，我们的困境是可以改变的。
So everyone, our situation can be changed.
如果我们眼睛开了，我们就看到那个关键就是主耶稣的救恩。
Once our eyes are open, we can recognize the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以救恩太宝贵了。
And so salvation is truly precious.
主耶稣出来传福音呢，这个是人类历史的一个转变点。
When Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to proclaim the gospel of salvation, this is the turning point of all mankind.
因为他要重新把我们带回到父亲的身边。
Because he will once again bring us to be reconciled to the side of God the Father.
所以以赛亚书在预言有一个童女要怀孕生子。
And that is why the coming of Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied several hundreds of years before in the book of Isaiah, that a virgin shall give birth.
你要把它取名叫做以马内利。
And you should call his name Emmanuel.
以马内利这一句话非常的美。
And Emmanuel is a indeed beautiful word.
神要与人同在。
Which means that God with us.
我们在天上的父亲要跟我同在。
Our heavenly Father in heaven wants to abide with us.
这个就是解决人生困境的答案。
And this is the solution to all the predicament that we face.
以马内利
which is Emmanuel.
神借着耶稣要与我们同在。
Through Jesus Christ, God shall dwell with us.
我们再回来看二十六章的十八节。
Turning back to Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
下面说从撒旦的权下归向神。
Thirdly, it states that we shall be turned from the power of Satan to God.
这个也是一个动词。
Again, this is another active verb.
在我现在的我其实是在魔鬼的控制之下。
Actually, the real me right now is under the control of Satan.
因为圣经里面在讲在灵界里面只有两个国度。
The Bible teaches us that in the spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
一个是神的国，神在作王。
One is the kingdom of God, and God is the king.
一个是魔鬼的国，魔鬼在作王。
And one is the kingdom of Satan, and Satan is the king.
所以我们如果不认识神，
And so if we do not know God,
没有在神的国里面，
And we're not a part of the kingdom of God,
我们其实就是在魔鬼的掌管之下。
Actually, we are under the power and the kingdom of Satan.
这是我们自己不知道而已。
But we do not know that ourselves.
那现在眼睛开了，我们就知道说，我如果没有进到神的国，我就是在魔鬼的控制之下。
But after God has opened our eyes, we realize that if we do not go into the kingdom of God, we will never escape from this kingdom of darkness.
那为什么魔鬼可以控制我？
And how is it that Satan can have dominion over us?
我们就想，为什么监牢里面关这么多人？
We think about it. There's so many people that are in prison today.
因为他有罪嘛。
Because they have sinned.
法院判他有罪，所以他就进去了。
The court has judged them to be sinful, so they have been locked away.
如果法院赦免他的罪，他就出来了。
And if the court pardons them, they can be released from prison.
在神的标准下，
under the standard of God.
我们的行为超过了神的标准，做神的标准不应该做的就是罪。
Whenever our conduct goes beyond the rules and boundaries and laws of God, then we are in a sinful situation.
那神要我们做的，没有做的也是罪。
And the Bible defines that the sins are also considered the good that we should do, we do not do it.
那神的标准是什么？
And so what is the standard of God?
最简单就是十诫。
It is most simply stated, Ten Commandments.
再来就是神的本性本身。
And secondly, the nature and essence of God.
公义跟慈爱。
Which is justice and love.
所以圣经把我们都圈在罪里面。
And so the Bible, through all these, has encircled us into sin.
圣经一合起来，我有什么罪？没有罪。你讲得很对。
And if we do not look at the Bible, we close it, we don't admit that we have any sins.
圣经一翻开来，谁说没有罪？
But after we open the Bible and read the truth, we realize that we have so many sins in front of God.
每一个人都有罪。
Every person has sin.
所以罪的结果就是在魔鬼的控制之下。
The consequence of sin is that we are under the control and dominion of Satan.
那现在因为主耶稣的救恩, 他要把我们从撒旦的国移民到神的国。
But because of the salvation plan through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we can be saved from the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of God.
这是太可贵了。
And this is so precious.
那神的国, 我进到这个国, 又有什么体验呢?
And so if I enter into the kingdom of God, what kind of experience can I have?
我们看罗马书的14章17节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
14章17节, 请读。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国就是神在我们里面作王，他有三个重要的表现。
So it states of the kingdom of God, this is where God is the master and king in our hearts.
第一个公义。
And there's three manifestations. Firstly, you'll find justice.
什么是公义?
Righteousness. What is righteousness?
一切都是对的。
And everything is right.
我们的家庭生活, 夫妻的关系, 我们人生的目标, 我们教小孩子的方式, 我们两代之间的关系, 都是对的。
Our relationship between husband and wife, the teaching of our children, the principles we live by, the relationship with our in-laws, all this is correct according to the word of God.
那如果对的, 就会很和睦。
And if what we're living is right, then we shall be very harmonious.
如果是对的, 神就会与我们同在。
And so if we live a righteous life, then God will abide with us.
那我们就没有害怕, 没有忧愁, 就很平安。
Then we shall have no fear and no worry. We shall have peace.
那如果是对的, 神的灵就会降临。
And if we live a way that is righteous in the eyes of God, then the Spirit of God will descend upon us.
那我们就会很喜乐。
And we shall have joy.
所以这个是很大的改变。
And so this is a great transformation.
公义平安喜乐。
There shall be righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这个生活就好像在地如天了。Then
our living in this life shall be like heaven on earth.
所以这个是圣经给我们一个应许。And
so this is a promise by the Bible.
我们再回到《使徒行传》26章。Let's
turn back to Acts chapter 26.
下面说，又因信我得蒙赦罪。And
also says that through that they may receive forgiveness of sins.
圣经在用两个比喻在比喻罪, 我们就知道罪的可怕。
And the Bible describes sin using two parables.
第一个, 罪是没有办法医的病。
And we can see how deadly it is. Firstly, sin is like an incurable disease.
好像麻风病一样。
It is like leprosy.
你一旦有麻风病, 最后一定死。
If you have leprosy, you're condemned to death.
但是不是马上死。
You may not die right away.
一下 耳朵烂掉，鼻子烂掉，这里烂掉，那里烂掉。
Leprosy is where your members of your body will start to rot away. Maybe your nose, maybe your eyes, maybe your ears first.
一旦人有罪，被罪控制。
When a person is controlled by sin,
我们的生活就很不自由。
Then our life becomes lacking freedom.
我们生活就会有很多问题。
We shall be restricted and we will encounter many problems.
所以家庭生活也不会幸福。
And so we will not have harmony and joy and blessings in family.
那这个罪的结果就是死。
And the consequence of sin is death.
肉体跟灵魂的死。
Not only death in the flesh, but also death of our soul.
第二个罪就是债。
Secondly, the Bible describes sin as a debt.
没有办法还的债。
It is a debt we shall never repay.
所以死那一天最可怕。
And so the day of death is the most horrible nightmare.
最可怕不是埋在坟墓里面。
And the most ghastly thing is not that we are buried underground.
埋在坟墓里面，完了你也不知道，虫咬掉也没有关系。
Because when you're already buried, you don't even know when worms eat you alive.
最可怕是那个真正的我带着罪去见到神。
What is most terrifying is that our true self, our inner self, our soul has to meet God, the Creator.
所以圣经说，神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
With our manifold sin, and so that's why the Bible says God's wrath is daily upon us.
带着罪就要面对神的审判，这最可怕。
And when we have sinned, we shall face the judgment of God. It is great and terrible.
第四个。
And fourthly,
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
and to receive an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
有的人就很感叹，我这么工作认真，我只是每天都够用而已。
And some people may sigh, I work so hard in this life, but I only have enough just to survive.
其实我们要感谢神。
But actually, we need to thank God.
每天够用就很好了。
If we can have enough every day, that is sufficient.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们只是在戏台上在演戏吧。
Because this life is just like playing a play.
这个是圣经讲的。
For this is what Bible states.
这个演戏只有演两三个钟头。
We are like actors playing out drama for 2-3 hours.
啊，演财主很好。
We may act as a rich man, and this is good.
演乞丐的不太好。
And we may act as beggar, which is not so good.
但是忍耐一下，这两三个钟头就下台了。
But if we are patient, after 2-3 hours of the show, it'll be over.
下台以后才重要啊。
And what is more important is what happens when we get off the stage.
下台以后，如果我们是跟在天国跟神在一起。
In fact, after coming off the stage, we are in heaven with our Heavenly Father.
像拉撒路一样，圣经讲的拉撒路。
Just as the Bible describes a man called Lazarus.
那以前在台上演乞丐也不会什么委屈哦，那么下台我是回到天国去了。
Though he was a beggar, but after he died, he went to the bosom of God.
但是我上台如果是演财主，我下台跑到阴间，那就很可怕了。
But today, if we are playing the role of a rich man, but after coming off the stage, we have to face the consequence of judgment in hell, and this is great and terrible.
所以这里说要跟成圣的同得基业，在天国有产业。
So here it says that we shall have an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们现在要改变我的我，有时候很难改变。
Sometimes we really want to change ourselves, but it's indeed very difficult.
这跟能力机会都有关系啊。
Because not only do we not have strength or opportunity, we cannot do it ourselves.
但是有一个是绝对我们可以改变的。
But there's one thing we can surely change about ourselves.
就是我将来在天国会非常富足。
It is to have a rich inheritance in heaven.
这个是我父亲对我的愿望。
After I pass away, for this is a hope of our Heavenly Father.
我们只要跟他建立正常的关系。
As long as we normalize and reconcile a relationship with him.
过一个他能够荣耀他的生活。
And to live a lifestyle that glorifies his name.
那我们就可以到那个地方得到产业。
Then we shall be able to inherit that wonderful riches in heaven.
所以我们在这个世界上。
And so in this world,
我们人生的困境是有一条路可以走的。
That when we face the crisis of humanity, we see a solution.
我们看是约翰福音十四章。
A way of salvation open to us. Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
这个地方主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
没有借着我就没有人到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
父就是天上的神。
The Father is our heavenly God.
到父那里去就是重新跟神建立关系。
To go to the Father means to start a new relationship with God.
那我们的人生的困境就结束了，就会解决。
All the crises we face in our life shall be resolved.
那我怎么能够回去父亲那里呢？
So how can we go to the Father?
耶稣说我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am that way.
道路就是连接两点的一个捷径。
A way is that line that connects two points.
一点就是我现在的我。
And the first destination is where we are presently.
另外一点就是神，我的父亲在天上那一位神。
And the other dot is where our Heavenly Father awaits.
那我一个这么微小的人，怎么能够回到天上这么伟大的神那里呢？
Minuscule me from this point A, how can I reach this great mighty God, point B?
我是满身都是罪，那神是荣耀没有罪的，我怎么上到可以回到他那里去呢？
I'm a person filled with sin, how can I go to a great and glorious God without sin?
耶稣说我就是道路。
And Lord Jesus promised that he is the way.
找到耶稣就是找到那一条路。
And so if we find Jesus, we have found the way.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣能够解决我们的罪。
Because Lord Jesus can resolve our problem of sin.
那主耶稣怎么解决我们的罪？
And how can Jesus resolve our problem of sin?
他说我就是真理。
Lord Jesus says, I'm also the truth.
所以如果我们照着圣经的道理去做，罪就可以解决。
If we follow the truth of the Bible, then we can solve our problem of sin.
就是因信接受洗礼就被称作义人。
And by faith, we receive the water baptism so that we can be justified as righteous before God.
我们再来查考更清楚，然后照圣经的指示去做。
And we study it more clearly, and then we can follow the directions that God has given us in the Bible.
那我们就可以跟神重新建立父子的关系。
Then we can rebuild a new relationship with our Heavenly Father.
他就是真理。
And that's why Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
那一旦这个关系建立起来，
And after this relationship has been reestablished,
我们就得到生命。
And we shall receive thoroughly life.
就得到永生。
Which is eternal life.
死就不再能够控制我们。
And then death has no dominion over us anymore.
因为我们已经在神的国里面。
Because we have been taken
所以,
into the kingdom of God.
保罗去传福音啊。
And so when Paul went out to preach,
给帖撒罗尼迦的人。
To the people in Thessalonians.
他说他们就接受了，以为这是神的道，不是人的道。
For when they heard the gospel, they received it as the word of God, not word of man.
所以我们现在在接受这个道理是神的道。不是人的道。
What we are hearing and receiving right now is the truth, the word of God, not human world.
那这个神的道，如果我们听了去做，就有神的恩典会跟着来。
And if we believe in this and we go according to the word of God, then God's blessing shall abundantly shower upon us.
神的道，如果我们听的，然后照这样去做，神的灵就会降下来。
And if we follow this way that we receive, then the Holy Spirit shall descend upon us.
所以神的道是活的。
And so the way of God is living.
是可以体验得到的。
It is one that we can experience God.
所以欢迎诸位朋友，你明天晚上再继续来查考。
And so we invite you to come back tomorrow night for another evening of evangelical service.
唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
236.
Please sing hymn 236. Please be seated.
如果神是我的父亲。
If God is my father,
那我现在要回来找他。
And I want to come back to find him.
请问神会给我什么？
Then what will God the Father give to us?
神会给我们最宝贵的。
God wants to give us the most precious gift of all.
钱买不到的。
It is something that money cannot buy.
我们看路加福音十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第十节到十三节，请读。
Luke chapter 11, verse 10 to 13. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
我们做过父母，常常在想哦。有没有我孩子求什么我没有给他过？
And as parents, let's think back. Is there any time when our children have asked for something that we have not given to them?
可能有，因为那个对他可能不适合，所以我们就没有给他。
And sometimes yes, because there are things that are not suitable for them.
小孩子要火，你不会给他。
If a child wants fire, you wouldn't give him that.
但是凡是对他有帮助，我们都给他。
But we will give him anything that helps them.
你要吃奶，要吃东西，要这个对你长大有帮助，一定都会给他。
And if you need food so that you can grow, of course, the parents will provide that, so it will be good for them.
所以做父亲会知道拿好东西给他的儿女。
So parents know to give good things to their children.
那我在天上的父要给我什么？
But what does our Father in heaven want to give us?
所以在最后十三节
哈。Verse 13
says, 何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
That would not the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
圣灵是什么？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那神就是灵。
And God is Spirit.
所以圣灵其实就是神本身。
So Holy Spirit is God Himself.
那神要将圣灵给求他的人。
And God wants to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
所以这里有一个动词，你 要求，你就会得到。
And so there is a verb here, which is what we need to do, which is to ask.
神要给你，但是你要求，我们有人的本分。你渴慕求神就给我们。
So there is our part to do, which is to ask Him before He will grant it to us.
那如果我们得到圣灵，
and if we receive the Holy Spirit,
就是神与我们同在。
That will be Emmanuel, where God is with us.
那神的恩典就会跟着来。
Then the grace of God shall abide with us continually.
平安喜乐也会跟着来。
Then you receive peace and joy.
这个是非常奇妙的体验。
And this is indeed a miraculous experience.
那我们为什么这么有把握我会得圣灵？
And how do we have this assurance that we will receive the Holy Spirit?
所以在十三节说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
So verse 13 says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children.
如果我们读英文，英文再把它翻中文，就是你们是邪恶的 ，evil。那为什么父亲最爱我们，用这样来描写呢？
Why does the Bible use evil to describe the Father that gives us our earthly father?
就是表示天父的爱太大，带到我们这个地上父母的爱算不了什么。
It is to say that our heavenly father's love is so great that our earthly father's love pales by comparison.
那如果我们这么爱儿女，都要把最好的给他，那更大的天父的爱一定会把圣灵给我们。
And if we love our children so much, we want to give all good gifts to them, then how is it our heavenly father would not give the best gift to us?
所以我们祷告向神求是凭什么？
And so when we kneel down and pray to ask God, what assurance do we have?
人跟神是不对等的，那我们是凭什么？
And because we are unequal to God, so what do we rely upon?
就是凭神对我们的爱。
We rely on His love toward us.
他一定会听的。
That He will surely listen to our prayer.
因为他是我的父亲。
For He is our Father.
那我们要怎么求圣灵？
And so how can we pray for the Holy Spirit?
神是灵啊，最重要是用我们的心来敬拜他。
Because God is Spirit, we worship Him with our hearts.
所以我们祷告的时候要用信心，相信有一个神。
So when we pray, we have to have faith that we believe God exists.
我向他求，他一定会给我。
That we pray to Him, He'll surely give it to us.
因为他的应许一定会实现。
Because His promise is true.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要专心。
We need to concentrate on prayer.
我们专心了，我们的灵才可以跟神的灵接触。
And if we concentrate, then our spirit can touch the Spirit of God.
这个有没有口才，这个都不重要。
Doesn't matter if we're eloquent or not.
有没有心，这最重要。
Most important is whether or not we have a sincere heart to seek
God. 诚恳的心，每一句话从心里面讲，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
From a very sincere heart, from bottom of our heart, we cry out, Hallelujah.
跟他赞谢，跟他赞美。
To praise and thank our heavenly Father.
然后我们在神面前要把我们跟神中间的障碍拿掉。
And then we also should remove the barriers that's between us and God.
这个障碍是什么？
And what is that barrier?
从圣经来讲，就是我们的罪。
And according to the Bible, is sin.
我们只要诚恳悔改我们的罪，神就愿意赦免我们。
We sincerely repent our sins to God, then He shall forgive us.
那我们祷告，每一句话都可以达到神面前。
And every word that we pray, God shall hear us.
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
We kneel down to show our reverence to our God.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes so we can concentrate.
我们第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we pray in this way, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
讲一次就可以。
And we start with this opening word, to
just say once. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We say it out loud.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Followed by saying hallelujah repeatedly.
我们向他感谢赞美，心里有什么需要都可以告诉他。
We praise Him with our lips and use our heart to ask Him of anything we need.
所以诸位朋友，今天我们的天父要将最宝贵的礼物给我们。
So our Heavenly Father, God wants to give us the most precious gift in this world.
就是他的圣灵。
Which is His Holy Spirit.
如果你渴慕。
If you have a thirsty heart.
欢迎你到前面来求圣灵。
We welcome you to come forward to ask for this precious gift.
那教会的长子会帮我们按手帮助我们。
And ministers will lay hands to help you pray.
所以凡是要求圣灵求恩典要接受按手可以我们都到前面来。
So, we welcome all to come forward to receive laying hands for grace and for Holy Spirit blessings.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.